Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You know, we're talking a lot about property taxes lately, and your president is proposing that 44% increase in the capital gains tax.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
We've got the gas tax here in Indiana. So let's talk about taxes and what these different people who want to be your governor are proposing.
I love this because every Republican candidate for governor wants to waltz in and go, we're going to cut taxes. Mm-hmm. Like that's some kind of, you know, groundbreaking brand new idea we've never seen from a Republican candidate. And then they get in office and they don't actually cut any of the taxes. They like marginally shave off like you're running a planer over wood, like barely scraping a little off. Mm-hmm. And then they give these massive, huge tax breaks to these corporations they're bringing in and they're subsidizing and giving huge tax breaks. So you and I get to pick up the tab with our gas tax and property taxes. The governor, whoever it is, gives us a very firm financial middle finger.
Well, they're all saying that they'd like to cut taxes, but of course they're disagreeing on how they want to do that. And we're 5 days away from the primary. So I thought, well, this would be a good opportunity to lay it out for everybody, because there are still many undecided voters across central Indiana. Shall we start with Suzanne Crouch?
If we have to.
Okay, she is the first candidate to unveil a tax plan. She did it back in August, and she said that she would eliminate Indiana's income tax if she were elected. She did that live during a debate. It was the end of March is when she said that.
Again, this is like someone saying, guys, I'm baking a cake, and let me tell you, the second layer on this cake is just amazing. It's to die for. And it's like, what about the other layers on the cake? What about the frosting? What about what the cake is resting on? It's like, no, don't worry about all that. Think about the second layer of the cake. It's moist. It's chocolatey. It's wonderful. Yeah, sure, there's dog crap all over the cake, but I mean the second layer is wonderful. And she runs around in her red dress sounding like a hypertension Yorkie yelling at the state, and I guess I'm supposed to be impressed or whatever. That's the only plan that she has, and it's as thin as mall toilet paper.
Okay, so she says that we have to limit government growth and all of the wasteful spending,
but she
and
refuses
find
to,
efficiencies.
But she refuses to criticize the Indiana Economic Development Council.
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, we need to reduce the impact of the government, says the one who is just the lieutenant governor over one of the most aggressive governmental Republican administrations in modern Indiana history. It's like Joe Biden saying, we need to cut all this crap out, but he's secretly endorsing it on the side. She's not even a good fraud. It's like someone trying to convince you that this plastic mannequin in the mall is actually a real person.
Okay, so you mentioned the IEDC, so that moves on to Brad Chambers.
Yeah.
He's proposed simplifying and standardizing the property tax assessments, which we're all getting in the mail right now. He says this will allow homeowners to transfer the homestead property tax credit to a new home, even if they decide to move. That's his plan.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. It literally is someone coming in who the business is in trouble, and they say, well, if we move all of our red folders over to the blue filing cabinet and all of our yellow folders over to the green filing cabinet, and you reroute this over to IO5DC.4, then actually that will cut our marginal rates by 0.025% for a year over the next 10 years. It's like, okay, Poindexter, shut up. There's a massive problem that we have here, and you changing the highlighter colors on the pens isn't going to solve it. There is a reason that the Democrats currently have a campaign in the state of Indiana for Democrats to register as Republicans and vote for Brad Chambers in the primary.
He said that he wants to extend the property tax relief from 23 into 25 and beyond.
First of all, he's not actually proposing any kind of relief. He's like saying, oh, we're going to relieve the property taxes are bad. And it's like, yeah, because of you. You're the guy who's been soft-handing and squeezing the butts of corporations and companies who have been coming into the state because, oh, God forbid, if the tech firm doesn't open outside of Indianapolis, our state's going to become a desert wasteland. What?
He's also focusing on economic development. He says as the economy grows within the state of Indiana, you'll be able to afford these taxes.
Yeah, at the expense of the rights of Hoosiers. So it's like, yeah, well, I'm really worried about what some California stakeholder is going to be able to do with Indiana's money. I'm sorry, but patting Brad Chambers' wallet just isn't in my interest.
Okay, so Eric Doden and Jamie Rittenour, they have both focused specifically on property tax relief for seniors. Doden says that he would freeze seniors' payment levels and defer any increases in taxes owed until someone sells their house. Rittenour says that she would eliminate property taxes entirely for people age 65 and older. older.
I disagree with both of these plans because it's just college debt forgiveness, but for a different demographic. This is saying, well, you're old and you're likely to vote, so I'm going to give you this kind of a favor. That is a very stupid identity politics way to run things. I'm sorry, property taxes in the state of Indiana should be the same for anyone who owns property, period. That's how it should work. The whole, well, we're going to give you some of this and this group some of this, is how we got into this mess in the first place. Eric Doden should be running for mayor of Fort Wayne. He has not run a campaign to be a governor of Indiana. He's run a campaign to bring Indianapolis-style governmental politics to medium-sized towns in the state. And it impressed no one, and he refused to actually play the game of running for office. Jamie Rittenhauer, although I really like her as a person, should be running as a first-term representative for the state house in her district, not governor. She doesn't know how the office works. And I really like her. Mm-hmm. I do. I had her on the show because we had a little bit of beef. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. I think she's a wonderful person, and she is right for the state. Running for governor right out of the gate, though, not knowing how the office works, how you're going to tear down the bureaucracy and just saying, well, I'm just going to do things like you have a magic wand. That's not how the office works.
So you think that in regards to Rittenhauer, there's too much OTJT on the job training?
Yeah, there really is. So you either have Brad Chambers and Suzanne Crouch, who are bringing you the exact same thing packaged differently. Like when Great Value brand at Walmart changed from like that yellow old style font over to like the solid block letters. That's Suzanne Crouch and Brad Chambers. They're the new Indiana signs on the border.
Yeah.
All right. It's no longer Indiana Crossroads America. It's in Indiana. Mm-hmm. That's them.
Okay. So Curtis Hill and Crouch both calling for income tax cuts. Curtis Hill says his plan would eliminate the state income tax on people between the ages of 18 and 35 and then end taxation of retirement benefits income for people over 65. To me, this is picking winners and losers. You can't pick a specific demographic.
I really, really like Hill. I think Hill is clearly the best candidate out of all of them from a personal level. I think he is a solid, solid guy. However, He is making a few fumbles close to the finish line, and this is one of them. And that is, again, where you're trying to like track lotto numbers. You're like, well, this group over here and this group over here. And it's like you've called up the Chicago analytics group and you've said, okay, what demographics are on the fence and how could I target them and give them just enough to get them to vote for me? That's not how any of this works. You think that some representative or state senator from Richmond or Muncie or whatever sub kind of rural, kind of urban county is going to go along with this plan when the majority of their voters would oppose it? How are you going to pass the law that doesn't make it to your desk, Mr. Governor?
Well, how are you going to pass a law specific to an age group like that? And then once you age out of it, it changes. Okay, so Braun hasn't offered really anything specific.
He doesn't have to.
He is just pointing out his past legislation and business record, and He said that he would work with the legislature on tax cuts, especially property taxes, to accompany spending cuts in every state agency.
Here's the uncomfortable truth. That's the smartest move, because what should be proposed is policy.
To what, not be specific to the voters?
Because it's a lie. You come out to the voters right now and say, here's what I'm going to do. If you're between the ages of 45 and 63 and you own a home with two stories and the siding is tan and your kid wears blue jeans on Fridays, you're going to get a tax cut of 23.6% on every third month of the whatever. And that is how a lot of these candidates are running. Braun, knowing that that's stupid and from his time in the Senate, knowing that's not how it works, is just making very bland, vague statements. He already has name recognition. Where Braun, if he wants to be a good candidate, should be attacking is social issues. And that's where other candidates have been kind of garbage. Hill's been phenomenal, but and also Rittenhauer as well. But as far as where Braun needs to go, he doesn't have to lay out a tax plan because, again, he's voted a lot like popular senators like Mike Lee. And that's kind of what he's been running on.
So he's in a position of the less he says, the better off he is, because by saying something, it could actually hurt him.
And that is the entire point, because Braun, would I like him to be more specific? 110%. But it doesn't have to. Why would I take a risk that is unnecessary at this point to risk saying something stupid like he did regarding the Supreme Court weighing in on same-sex marriages?
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.